Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Have you heard the news? The best podcast for dinosaur fans is out and a roaring good time for all. What happens when a bolt of lightning hits a digger machine on top of a site that's full of dinosaur fossils? The digger turns into Digger Rex, of course. Join Digger Rex, the half dinosaur, half digger, on his adventures by searching for Digger Rex on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, swimmers and skippers, kids and kippers, and welcome once again to another amazingly aquatic episode of Tales with a Whale. I'm your host, the world's only marine mammal slash marine biologist and podcast host, Betty the Blue Whale. Thank you very much. And as usual, we're recording our show down in the famous underwater studio at the bottom of the Pflugerville Ocean, where I'm backed by the amazing All Clam Jam Band and my very best friend and very best roving reporter, Bubbles the Seahorse, joining us via two-way radio while she's out on location.
Well, howdy, Betty. Happy to be here.
And happy to have you, Bubbles. Now, if you folks in the audience happen to be a fan of all the wonderful shows here at Go Kid Go, you might know me as the friend and sometimes sidekick to those tremendous twins, Xavier and Atlas, from the thrilling Whale of a Tale series. Well, I've got my own show now, where we talk about all the sensational seas and the crew of crazy creatures that live in them. Since it's Wednesday, we have a very special location to talk about with you today. But you folks know what always comes first. That's right. It's another installment of my favorite segment, Cetacean Sensation, where we talk all about sensational cetaceans. And then let's get to it. Today's fact is about toothed whales. Did you know that cetaceans are separated into two suborders? It's true. There are the baleen whales, like me, who filter our food through a baleen plates attached to the roofs of our mouths. And then there are the toothed whales, who have real teeth that they use to tear their food. The term toothed whale actually encompasses all dolphins and porpoises, which is why you end up with funny names like killer whale, when we all know the orca is actually a member of the dolphin family, and not a whale at all. If the blue whale side of the cetacean family are the pacifists, toothed whales are the hunters. They will work in groups to catch prey, just like a pack of wolves or a group of humans. The largest toothed whale is my cousin, the sperm whale, who can grow up to 67 feet long. I mean, not nearly as long as blue whales. As you might remember, we can be up to 100 feet long, but still pretty big. That music means it's time for our main segment of the show. It's Wednesday, which means it's time for another installment of, you guessed it, Underwater Mystery Theater, where we highlight a fantastically fascinating place in the ocean. But before we get to today's topic, did you know the ocean is divided into different areas based on its depth? It's true! Closest to the surface are the coastal habitats. Deeper out is the open ocean. And the deepest part of the ocean is, you guessed it, the floor. Inside of each of these areas are different zones that define different habitats. And each of these habitats have their own unique characteristics. We've talked about a few habitats like seagrass meadows, mangrove forests, and coral reefs. But today, we're going to talk about a particular zone that is incredibly important to the ocean. And this zone is called the neritic zone. The neritic zone is also known as the coastal ocean, and it is known for being the most productive zone in the entire sea. What do I mean by productive? Well, it is full of nutrients and sunlight, which makes it the zone most able to sustain the most amount of marine life in the entire ocean. In fact, while the neritic zone covers only roughly 9 to 10% of the ocean, it still encompasses the most diverse amount of marine life over every other zone.
Ooh. You sure got that right, Betty. I've never seen so many different types of animals. I see fish and seals and turtles and manatee. And hey, I think that's a parade of porpoises.
Isn't it neat, Bubbles? There are so many different kinds of animals in the coastal ocean because the coastal ocean is where sunlight can still hit the sea floor. This makes it an ideal place for things like sargassum and plankton to grow. And where there's sargassum and plankton, there are sea creatures that like to eat them. Because of this obvious attraction, all sorts of marine life thrive in the coastal ocean, all the way up the food chain. In addition, the coastal ocean is a pretty stable environment, providing light, oxygen, and nutrients contributed by runoff from nearby land. And it also has great salinity and temperatures. This makes it pretty easy to live in the coastal ocean, if you're a fish, that is. But if you're a human, don't worry. The coastal ocean food chain extends all the way to you too. It has been estimated that 90% of the world's fish and shellfish harvest comes from the coastal ocean. You're welcome, guys. So where exactly is the neritic zone or the coastal ocean? Bubbles, do you think you can tell us where you are?
Well, sure thing, Betty. I'm swimming below the coastline, but above the continental shelf. I'm just making sure I stay where the sun can see me.
Good call, Bubbles. The coastal ocean is the layer of the ocean closest to the coastline and above the continental shelf, dipping down to a relatively shallow 660 feet. Once you've passed 660 feet, you're really out to sea, and definitely outside the neritic zone or the coastal ocean. Okay, folks, well, that music means we've come to another end of another show. I'd like to thank Bubbles the Seahorse.
Thanks for having me, Betty. I'm gonna go see what sort of party these porpoises are throwing.
Good idea, Bubbles. Have fun. And I'd also like to thank the All Clam Jam Band. And, of course, all of my listeners out there. Thank you so much for tuning in. We couldn't do it without you. And don't forget that we've got a lot of amazing content from Go Kid Go to check out. There's always a new show or new adventure dropping, so don't miss out. Just check out all of our offerings wherever you get your podcasts. This is Betty the Blue Whale saying, I heard there was a big sale at the fish market today. I better go see what's the catch. Get it? The catch? Okay, well, so long, folks, and happy swimming.
Go, kid, go.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.